She mops a washcloth down his spine and scrubs until his bones glow with the inner light of porcelain. And when his haloed hair bursts into foam, he holds his nose and dunks beneath the soapy gloom, ears flooding with signals the pipes transmit like microphones. The boy can hear another city, the one below where wind coils when it isn't howling, can hear purgatory boil up through the manholes, a river flushing souls into the underworld, tomorrow's news bawled at the crossroad of subway and sewer. If he were accidentally to swallow here, the water would taste like silver off a dead man's eyes. Upstairs, the mute emigree waitress he secretly adores sings naked in the shower. The newlyweds from Mexico rage about dinero. Next door, a newborn wails like a black Mariah, while in a hidden room a crazy old man won't stop repeating, "The goddamn, the goddamn." And then the boy comes up for air, eyes burning, rinsed hair silky, his hands wrinkled, Boucher says, as prunes. Overhead, the bare bulb fogs with steam. She jerks the plug. The drain gulps a vortex of gray bathwater. It's time to rise before it sucks him down, to stand calf deep, lacquered with ivory, smoldering before a faucet that trickles, a cool stream at which Boucher washes him, first gently in front and then behind in a way that no one else will ever wash him. The moon, too, must be fogged above misted lamps that bleed into reflections on the marbled pane. He swipes abstractions in the sweat, finger-painting night, while Boucher towels his hair as if reviving a drowned sailor the sea has graciously returned. "Don't worry, Boucher. Your grandson is clean for Saturday night. Ears, navel, nails inspected, teeth unstained, cleansed as baptism leaves the soul, pure enough to sleep, as you instruct him, with the angels, cleaner than he'll ever be again."